Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Wednesday, September 16th, 2015, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and I think all of you are all over the world. I know I look sometimes and see where people are listening, and I know that people are listening all over the planet, and I think that that's really wonderful, because toxics is a problem all over the planet, and I'm hoping that you're all learning things that you can apply in your daily life. Today, you know, I just want to say, I think I'm sounding happier today. I wonder if you suddenly noticed, wow, she sounds really happy today. I am feeling happier today. I'm feeling more optimistic. The more I do this work, the more optimistic I feel that we're actually doing something and there are things that we can do and that the problems of toxics can be solved. And I was just thinking before I started today how much I really enjoy doing this show. And that's probably why I sound so happy. Anyway, my guest today, decided that she needed to take charge and become an advocate for herself and her family and do something to have the products that she and her family needed. And so we're going to be talking about her natural laundry and sensitive skincare products that are based on how things were done in the days of yore. Her name is Kim Mendez. She's the founder of Yourganics. And hi, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, I want to say that I think that I feel like I already know you from looking at your website because you have pictures and poetry and it just, I think that your personality really comes across.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. So how did you, tell us your story of how you got interested in doing Yourganics.
Yeah, there were just a lot of different things going on in my life at the time. Starting in college, basically, you know, all pain-free living and happy times were going on throughout my life. And once I got to college, which was such a great time, once I started eating a little differently, all of a sudden things started changing, and I didn't realize the correlation until years later. But cereal and ice cream for breakfast and a little alcohol sprinkled in there and late night big burritos as big as my head somehow piled up into toxicity overload.
Yes.
And, yeah, so I was going through a lot of chronic pain and wasn't able to play my last year of tennis in college and all these different things, started doctor hopping and getting x-rays and getting, you know, going to physical therapy, all these different routes of trying to figure out what's wrong with me, you know, like arthritic pain and plantar fasciitis pain, all these different things. So I was trying all the different routes, and that happened for years, and then just decided that I was kind of going to, I guess, have to live with it. And then I did surgery on my foot for the pain, and actually it didn't end up going away. It ended up being the same. So, long story short, I was like on the way home from this one doctor appointment that I thought was, you know, this was like going to be my last resort effort, and it didn't work. So I just said, okay, I'm either going to suck it up and live with the pain for the rest of my life. My oldest daughter was only a year and a half at the time, or I'm going to just figure out a different way, you know?
Yeah.
So there's got to be a different path out there. So after all that, I ended up, you know, starting with a chiropractor, started really researching into alternative methods, and that really was a whole different world to me. So shifting my mind and mentality to, you know, just more of a open mind concept. So once I started doing that and really taking classes from my chiropractor, as far as he would always have open forums and explain about health and our toxicity, health and toxicity, and how they go hand in hand, and in our environment and our food and everything that goes around it. So I also had an interior design business that I started going green with and learning more about that. And one thing led to another, and it was kind of like, wow, my design clients wanted something that they could depend on. And there were, you know, there were definitely a handful of products out there. But at the same time, my girls were having They were having skin sensitivities. So, like, all these things in my little web were coming together. And once I switched my diet for myself, I think it was a month and a half later, my pain was gone. I started doing green smoothies. If I was going to do beef, it was grass-fed beef. I had taken out gluten. And I was like, completely shocked on what a difference that made. And
it really is amazing about the diet. You know, I have spent in my own life many years transforming my diet, and I've tried many different diets. And you know, the first step for me was just to stop eating packaged food, eating processed food, and stop eating ice cream for dinner. I used to eat a whole bag of cookies for dinner or chocolate cake. That was my dinner.
And what's wrong with that if you sprinkle kale on top, right? It's like,
I know,
that'll work.
And you know, when I was a kid, I used to have this favorite ice cream. It was called Cherry Cherie.
Yeah.
And it had little bits of cherries and little bits of chocolate chips in it. And I would sit there in front of the TV and eat the whole half gallon. And one night I decided I wanted to eat a whole coconut cream pie. This was really how I ate. And so the first thing that I did was I just decided that I wasn't going to eat any more packaged food. And that was, you know, but I could still eat cookies if I made them. And then you know, I just started eliminating things one by one. You know, I stopped eating wheat. I stopped eating white sugar. I still eat dairy. But I also eat all kinds of other things that I never would have thought that I would eat as a child, like coconut oil, you know, and garbanzo beans. And it's like my diet is so different, but my body feels so different. And until you really start getting all that stuff out, you don't really see. So it's so interesting. I'm so glad that you brought this up, because there may be a lot of people who have pain that are listening and that they're looking for, you know, an herbal pain relief or something like that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't use herbal pain relief, but relieving pain can be as simple as changing your diet. Not that changing your diet is always simple.
As simple and difficult as changing your diet, right?
As simple and difficult. Yeah. Exactly right.
I
think that. So typically, I think that food is so important. I just want to ask you, typically, what do you eat now?
Well, it's funny. So six and a half years ago, I started Yourganics, and I was so hardcore and so like strict on everything. I started being so judgy on every single thing, which was good and served me well for a while. But then it kind of got into like almost a freakish mode of, oh my gosh, I'm surrounded in toxic everything. Like I just need to rent a bubble, and my family and I can just float off into the universe and, you know, not be around any of it.
So, I totally understand.
So that became a little obsessive. So since that time, I've, you know, really kind of cranked it back, and just I'm more into believing the lifestyle of, you know, we're all doing the best we can, and the more knowledge we have, we move forward on what works for us. And you know what works for me doesn't work for everyone else, but. Right. I typically try to start my day with a green smoothie, so throw in some greens with either spinach or kale, maybe add half a banana, add, you know, some either strawberries or blueberries or, you know, whatever's fresh in season or frozen, and a little water and blend it all up. I can add chia seeds. You know, I really just try to experiment with different things. And some of the days I make it, and I was like, wow, that one isn't so tasty, but you chug it down, you know.
I've had that experience.
But it's, you know, at first I used to get so frustrated with, like, oh, my gosh, how can I ruin this? And then it's like, just chill it, you know.
Just do it. And try it. Many years ago, I made a dinner for my boyfriend at that time, and I remember exactly what it was. It was like shepherd's pie, except instead of using mashed potatoes and meat, I used sweet potatoes for the crust and lentils for the interior. And he took one bite and he said, I don't want to at all discourage you from cooking for us and trying things new, but this is horrible.
I get it. I know.
Yeah, and sometimes it just doesn't work, but you have to try it. You just have to try and find what it is you like.
Yeah, and not to get discouraged by all that.
Yeah. So we need to go to break. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll hear more from Kim Mendez, founder of Yourganics. And she's at yourganics.com. And that's like your, like the days of your, Y-O-R-E. And then organics without the O, all squished together. Yourganics. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Kim Mendez. She's the founder of Yourganics at yourganics.com. Okay, so Kim, so then you stopped being in pain because you changed your diet. What led you to start a business making your laundry and sensitive skincare products?
Yeah, so basically at the same time that I was finally relieving my pain through dietary ways, I was researching more products for, healthier interior design, and cleaning is such a large part of that. So, and my youngest daughter had extremely sensitive skin and was prone to eczema breakouts. So I really started researching all of that and realized that through research that besides dietary, but laundry and body care are two major triggers for eczema sufferers and psoriasis and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All those kind of good skin things. So I started doing research, and my first product was soap nuts, which are actually dried fruit berries from the Himalayan mountains. They're mm-hmm. not actually nuts, they're fruit berries. And they're grown in the Himalayas, and we work with a family in northern India that harvest them. They take out the seed, and then what's left is in the husk of the shell is called saponin. And saponin, when agitated in water, creates a natural soap. So five of these crazy berries go into like a sock or a little cotton bag, and you put them in your washing machine. They work in, standard and high efficiency machines. And you let them do their thing, and they're replacing your detergents and fabric softeners. And you use them over and over 5 to 10 times until all the saponin has been used up. So your clothes are just naturally clean without having that toxic fake smell. And then the berries are biodegradable. And then you just start all over again. So
I love soap nuts. I just absolutely love them. I've been using them for, 5 or 6 years and recommending them. And there's just like no point in using anything else. That there are some natural soap and detergent cleaning products for laundry, but I just use soap nuts. What I find is that my clothing gets really soft.
It is, because there's no detergent residue buildup.
There's no buildup, no residue at all. And they're really easy to use once you get the hang of the fact that you're putting these little nuts in a bag.
Of course.
And then you have to find the little bag afterwards.
Yeah.
But,
Well, that's why I tell my customers to, whatever works best for you. So I find a funky long sock, and mm-hmm. I put them in there and just knot the end of the sock. And, so it's not like Where's Waldo at the end of the washing machine. It's like, where are you, little guy? So
yeah.
We just pull out the sock, put it aside for the next load, and just roll again, So then
that's
I noticed when I launched that, people were like, well, what about stains and what about bleaching and that kind of thing? So I worked with a formulator to help me create our stain remover, which I'd say of the three products, it probably... I get the most compliments on that one. And that takes out ink, blood, chocolate, food grease, car grease, a plethora of things, salad dressings, spaghetti sauce, life little mishaps like pee, poo, barf, all that kind of fun stuff. So that's my stain remover, and it even takes out the greasy set-in stains that have already been through the washer and dryer. So
I need that one. I need that product.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to send you your package, though. The timing was a little off, but I'll get it to you.
Okay.
So, and then the brightens and whitens is a natural bleach alternative. So you can use it as a laundry enhancer, or you can use it as a pre-soak. So it's just basically sodium percarbonate, soda ash. There's nothing else there. It has to be activated and used in warm to hot water. But that can take out coffee, tea, juice, wine, berries, tomatoes, beets, baby food spit up. Some of the stain abilities are shared by both of them. So the stain remover is more geared towards really those greasy stains too. And, yeah, then the brightens and whitens. So for me, I add my soap nuts, and then I'll do like a couple tablespoons of the diluted brightens and whitens and just pour it in the liquid bleach dispenser or in the detergent dispenser, depending on the high efficiency. Or you can just add it into the water before you add your clothes for a standard, you know, machine.
It's very easy to do.
Yeah. So that's, so I call that my laundry trio. And they work great together. So you're still, you know, you're not stacked. What I find is a lot of people, including myself, you know, it's like you're ready to go to the next level sometimes about what you're willing to sacrifice for toxicity and for the earth and for your health and everything. But you still want it to work.
That's right. Yeah. I used to work 20 years ago for a business. I was actually a co-founder of this business, and it was back in 1990 when there were none of these kinds of products on the market. Right. And what we were trying to do was figure out how are we going to sell green products.
Yeah.
And we did some research, and what we found was that people were willing to buy something that was better for the earth or better for their health. They were willing to pay more money for them, but it had to work as well or better as the toxic thing.
Right, right.
And that really is the thing, is that if it doesn't work, there's just no point.
There's just no point.
And what I found for myself is that a lot of these things that are natural and organic actually work better than the toxic thing.
Right.
And that they're more comfortable, and they, you know, organic food tastes better, and organic food tastes a lot better. And it's much more comfortable to wear a cotton shirt than a polyester shirt.
Right.
And
and
so if you just kind of step out of the toxic world, I mean, it's been so many years for me that since I've used any of those things, this is just like what's normal and natural for me now.
Right.
Is to live this way and find these products and enjoy using them. And I'm willing to learn a new skill, like how to put those soap nuts in the laundry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sometimes you have to learn a new skill in order to make a change.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's so difficult. It's just learning something new.
Yeah, it's keeping your mind open to different possibilities. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. That's good. Well, we need to go to break in about 15 seconds.
Okay.
So when we come back, we will talk more with Kim about her non-toxic life and her sensitive skin products. And so she's the founder of Yourganics, and it's at yourganics.com. And I'm Deborah Lindad. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Kim Mendez, founder of Yourganics. Kim, would you tell us the story about Yourganics? What's behind Yourganics?
Yeah, actually, and this sounds crazy, but it's Kim Mendez, like Wendy's, I always tell people.
Oh, okay, thank you.
No problem. Basically, I really love vintage stuff, and I was into the concept of, you know, it's always reusing and the interior design stuff. I do all that kind of stuff. And so I went to use Vintage Organics and trademark it, and long story short, it wasn't available. And then I just kept toying around with different, you know, things to call my business, and I wrote down Your one day, not even knowing what it meant, and I looked it up on the dictionary, and it said, in the days of yore, which was my whole concept of going backwards to revisiting simple. And then I just combined it with Ganix, so Yourganix. It messes people up a little bit sometimes. But, that's the whole concept of my line, is just to have less products for more uses. And I originally, when I started, I was trying to have all these different scents and all these different things, and it just really started to get more complicated, and I really wanted it to be so simplistic. So I'm, you know, a lot of people are always like, you should add this and you should add this, which I, of course, love, you know, love external feedback. But at the same time, I have to realize that, you know, to keep it is true to the name and is true to the concept of what I'm looking for is, you know, I don't want everything to be so, I'm not trying to be one thing to everyone, you know, but those who do seek out, especially for skin sensitivities, you know, they're madly in love with what I do have. It's not to say that I'll never offer anything else, but my laundry line I'm pretty set with. I do have the body care line, which basically consists of the Your Wash, which can double as a bathing or shaving, and that has a soft lavender essential oils in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for face, full body, sensitive skin, private parts, itching, redness, irritation, dry, cracked, inflamed skin, cradle cap rashes, boo-boos, bug bites, sunburn, lady space, C-section, all that kind of, you know, like everything.
Yes, yes.
So head to toe. And so for men, women, and babies, basically. So it's the whole family. So I like the fact that that can be in your shower, and everyone can use it. It's not like you need mom soap, dad soap, and babies and kids, you know, like all these different scents. And I also sell it in a half gallon, so you can keep the pump you originally started with, the 8-ounce pump, and then just, you know, for the environment and economically, then you buy a half gallon and just fill it up.
So I want to mention that this wash is a foaming wash, and if you've never used foaming soap, I just love this. I don't know why they didn't invent it sooner, because it just, instead of having a lot of soap come out when you squirt, it's all puffed up into a foam. And so you get a smaller amount, so it lasts longer.
Right.
But it also just goes so smoothly on your skin.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I love it. And there was something else I wanted to say about the half gallon. I don't remember what it was, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do have actually two, so sometimes that gets confusing, but I have a foaming wash, and then I have a Your Wash, which the Your Wash is bathing or shaving full body. And then the foaming wash can also be used for that, but it's not as thick and moisturizing. So my foaming wash...
I see.
Yeah, my foaming wash can be used kind of as cleaning for your home and for your body. So I keep one in the kitchen. I do dishes with it. I can wash the counter with it. Of course, sprinkle some baking soda and scrub the sinks and toilets and tubs with it. And it can also be used in the shower, you know, for full body as well, and, you know, at the bathroom countertop. But for those who want extra moisturizing, the Your Wash is thicker, and it has a high content of jojoba oil, which naturally mimics the sebum or the oil of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So people really love that guy. And I don't use any chemical emulsifiers, so it will separate. It kind of looks like, you know, when it sits for a while, it looks like a salad dressing, and it's like, okay, that just shows that you're really seeing all the jojoba oil rising to the top, and you just give it a little shake, and it's good again. Yeah,
it's like learning to use Stuff Notes. You just learn to shake up your bottle there, and then you don't have to have those chemicals in it. The thing I wanted to say was that all these ingredients are organic, and the prices are so affordable. I'm looking at personal care products all the time, every day on websites, and these are very reasonably priced. So
yeah, thank you.
It really makes it accessible, simple and accessible and multi-purpose, and you're just doing what Mother Nature does.
Yeah, just bringing it back a step. And then our Your Balm is that, and the Your Wash happen to be the top two selling in that category. But the Your Balm is used for, like, and that's all certified organic. It goes on super smooth. You can use it lips, face, elbows, cracked heels. Gosh, I usually give my, like, 8-hour infomercial on it. But basically what I end up saying is, it's like, use it anywhere you have skin. So people are like, what about lips? I'm like, yep. What about here? I'm like, yep. You know, anywhere. And it's not just skin. Like, I have people who's like, guess, people at our kids' school say, guess, I used it on our chickens today. Like, the one chicken was pulling out feathers from the other chicken, and the poor skin was, like, all messed up, and I put some Your Balm on it. I said, oh, great. My husband one day says, you know, my shoes are all scuffed up. I put it on my shoes. It kind of, like, buffed them out. And I said, you know what? I used it on the hinge of my door because it kept squeaking going down to the laundry room. And I just am like, you know what? I'm going to add one more use. I put it on the door. It's getting a little excessive, you know. Got in a car accident last year. I'm like, I wish my Your Balm would just fix that, too. So That's kind of like...
But, you know, these basic simple things do end up having many uses because they just work on everything.
Of course.
And right. So it sounds like that these are really good things to have around the house for many uses and you know, inexpensive, no artificial scents, you know,
yeah.
Just like is nothing that would irritate. You know, yeah. Even before I did this work, I know that people in my family had especially rashes on their legs and they would just like itch and itch and itch and scratch. And then, you know, it just gets all irritated and bleeding and everything because you're scratching so much. And then it turned out that it was just their laundry detergent. And when they changed the laundry detergent, they stopped itching.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many irritants and so much toxic stuff in those laundry detergents. So to have something natural and really if anybody has sensitive skin or skin problems, it's the combination of using these kinds of pure skincare products and no irritants in the laundry, and then you'll notice amazing improvement. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Kim Mendes from YourOrganics about natural, non-toxic living and her products. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Kim Mendes from YourOrganics, and that's YourOrganics.com, Y-O-R-E, and then R-G-A-N.
Oh, actually, Ganics, just Ganics.
Ganics, yeah. There's no O in the middle.
No O-R, your. Yeah.
Oh, oh, yo, your
and Ganics. Then Ganics.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sure the listeners will get it by the end of the show.
No problem.
I just want to read something to you listeners, just because I look at so many websites and this is worth it to go to YourOrganics. Even if you don't want to buy something, just go to YourOrganics and wander around because it's just such a lovely site. And, so here's a page where, it says shining a light and it has a picture of a lantern. It says into all the cracks and crevices of life. And then she has a little poem. And so here's the poem. I am like no one. No one is like me. I'm an apron wearing mama on a journey to just be. Redesigning my house with thrifty old finds, writing about the latest crazy thoughts on my mind, addicted to taking pics of everything under the sun, then making green smoothies and being silly just for fun. My life is perfectly imperfect, no time to obsess, more love and laughter, a little less stress. And that every page is like this practically. And it just delights me to be on your site.
Oh, thank you.
Makes me smile. And I wish every website was like this. I mean, I don't know how many websites you look at, but some of them are just really boring. And they don't even give you the information you want. And, you know, you can't even tell from the homepage what they're selling.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, everything's always, for me, a work in progress. But the lighter things feel and the more full of laughter I feel better. So I'm all about laughing first and taking everything else after that. Yeah.
Okay, so what else would you like to talk about? We still have about another 10 minutes left of the show.
Oh, goodness. Gosh, it's just like an open forum here. That's a little
scary.
It is. Scary.
I mean, is there anything specifically on your mind that you'd like people to know?
Well, you know, on a personal level, my family and I have decided to take a little adventure year away from traditional schooling, and we were part of a beautiful Waldorf community here in Rhode Island. We moved here 4 years ago from Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And so we're really digging the East Coast. My husband grew up here, so it's not new to him. He's happy to be back. But just in a journey of everything I've been doing, and I'm in the middle of writing a book and paired with pictures because I'm like a pictureaholic. And I just wanted to step back into revisiting the simplicity of life in general, like why we're all here, and sometimes the heavy obligations of all the things we have to do every day just get heavy. So I wanted to kind of bring a different angle for my girls and myself and my husband. He travels every week for work, but we're you know, doing an adventure year and just some homeschool, unschool, interest-led learning, and do some traveling and picture taking and just bring back vibrancy of life, you know? Not that it was gone altogether, but just spreading our wings and, you know, jumping and flying. And that's what this year is about. So even though I have no idea what every minute's going to look like, I'm just trusting in myself and loving that faith, you know, of just
yes.
it's all going to be good and it's all working out. And I'm a big fan of, you know, the universal law of attraction, which works constantly anyway. It's just whether you're using it on your side or not. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, just really pumped about that. So I'll probably do a little more in the blogging world because I'm not really a blogger. I'm like a big Instagram person. I'm not really great on Facebook all the time, but Instagram and but I'll start putting more adventures on the blog so it can be more about your life, you know, like the simplicity of the fun in life. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's just really so beautiful, and I know exactly what you're talking about having so many responsibilities and so much of living the modern technical consumer life that we don't do those simple things anymore. And as soon as you started talking about this, I thought about the book Walden. Have you read that book? Do you know that
no,
book?
No.
Oh. You must read Walden by Thoreau, Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau.
Yeah.
And he decided, even this was back in the late 1800s, he decided that he was going to not live in well, at that time in Massachusetts, it was starting to be industrial.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was getting, his little town was getting a little too industrial for him. And so he moved out into the woods, which was, I don't know, a mile away, and
yeah.
lived by the lake, by the pond,
mm-hmm.
Walden
mm-hmm.
Pond. And he decided that he wanted to have just a very simple life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he grew vegetables and he built his little house and,
yeah.
and things like this. And it's just a very lovely book.
Yeah.
And it kind of has the same sentiment of what you were just talking about. And I'm so glad that you mentioned this because for me, being toxic free is so much more than just not having toxic chemicals in the product.
Right.
Because
right.
it really frees you
mm-hmm.
to have the health to enjoy life in any way that you want to do that. And
yeah.
that's what it's really about for me, is that how can I not be sick all the time
right.
from the toxic chemical exposures?
Yeah.
And so it's always the motivation for me of what wonderful thing do I want to do in my life and be able to have the health in order to do that. And that's really the result of living toxic free, not just having a paint that doesn't have toxic fumes in it.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
The products are important because that way you get to do the things that that you need in your life. You get to wash your clothes and paint your walls and things. But the end result is not just to have more consumer products; it's to actually live life.
Right. Yeah. Which sometimes, you know. Some of us can forget. I know I do. I mean, that's my whole concept with everything. It's like I have this line of products, and when I first started out, I thought, oh, the pressure of just having this line of organic products seemed so heavy because I felt like I had to be so perfect. And then I, like, you know, I'm on this roller coaster of back and forth and shove a candy bar in my mouth, you know, whatever's going on in the system. And it's like I don't want someone on the street being like, I caught you being non-perfect. You know, and but, you know, I realize it's my own work. And so by doing my own work internally, appreciating and loving myself as I am, and that we're all individuals and we're all doing what we can and what we choose, that, you know, I'm not here to shine a spotlight on someone else in the middle of the night in the corner, like sneaking a candy bar. So, but yeah, I like to keep it light. I like to keep it full of love and laughter and as much simplicity as we choose for our family. and still living in today's world. So we do. We now, like, kind of live in the middle of the woods, which is way cool from, I miss the neighborhood living sometimes, but, you know, we're surrounded by, I'm like, oh, is that a dog outside? No, that's a deer. That's a deer right at my kitchen window. You know, is that a turkey?
I know what that's like. Yeah. I used to live out in the woods, too. I lived out in the woods by myself for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And I'm a very social person. Like, people are my it. So my girls with this homeschool, unschool will still be social. There's so many stereotypes just for, I almost hate using the word homeschooling, I guess, for my own little head. I'm calling it adventure year because that's exactly what I've got it set up for, you know. It's just adventures, just like life.
Can I come live with you?
Yes, please.
I want to go on your adventures.
Please. You know, it might be walking to the end of the driveway in 8 feet of snow to get the mail, but but you're welcome. Today's adventure, getting the mail.
I'm actually going to go on an adventure this weekend, I think, down to Fort Myers, Florida, to the winter home of Thomas Edison, because I just watched this old movie on TV about his life. And I didn't realize how many things he actually invented, more than the electric light bulb. He invented motion pictures and all kinds of electrical things. He had like over 1,000 patents. But what really came across was that he changed the world. Changed the world.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is I want to change the world from being toxic to being toxic-free, like a similar change.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go hang out with Thomas Edison this weekend.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, have a blast. That's amazing. Yeah, I love learning all those things that, you know, sometimes when you just have a spare 5 minutes or 5 hours or whatever it is to just really have the time to dive into something without all the other stuff that's going on and, like, let yourself just be in that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Kim, for being with me today on the show. Again, her website is Yourganics, simple, affordable, organic products for laundry and skincare. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. And
thank you. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're welcome.